Have you ever considered what it would feel like if you went all in on the things that light you up, all in on your goals and the things that you have said are important to you? Let's have this conversation today as we kick off a brand new week. Welcome to the Thrive With Me podcast. Imagine waking up each day truly excited about how you show up as a wife, mother, and ambitious woman, feeling clarity and confidence in how you design a life that you love and define success on your own terms. Hey, I'm your host, Natasha Bell, and this podcast is for the modern, ambitious woman ready to rise in health, community, and faith in her calling while having a lot of fun. Each week, two new episodes, and they are here to inspire you to dream a little bigger and to propel you forward in the life you are creating. We are choosing vibrant, whole health over burnout and overwhelm, a powerful mindset, building a strong spiritual foundation, and doing it with the best community of women who are here to cheer you on. And we are going to learn so much together from impactful interviews with women just like you who are building families, careers, and legacies. It's my mission to cheer you on, see you win, and magnify the voices and gifts of women in our community. Let's go. Welcome back and happy Monday. Welcome to a brand new week. I am so excited that you are here, and let's get right into it. This landed on my heart as I was getting ready the other day, and it was really kind of an internal dialogue with myself. So the question was, what if you went all in? And I was really marinating on this idea of just being like, okay, where am I heading? You know, what does the next week look like? How did this week end? Did I move on the things that were important to me? Where am I focusing and putting energy into every single day? And I think especially as ambitious women and as mothers and women that are just, you know, we've got a lot going on, which is beautiful. But when you have this pull of being in different places and putting on different hats, sometimes I think we're really diluting our energy and maybe not getting the results that we desire. So I did just do a recent podcast on that, asking you, like, are you getting the results that you want? So this is maybe kind of a part two of this conversation of really looking at yourself and saying, okay, I can only control so much. Yes, certain goals will take a certain amount of time sometimes, but what if we really just opened our mind, opened our heart, and got really honest with ourselves? No ego attached. What if you went all in? And it made me think of a couple of different things. There is the question, you know, in the communities that I am hanging out in, the women that I get to work with within their wellness and their businesses, sometimes we have these conversations of, you know, imposter syndrome, not feeling worthy. And at the heart of some of our limiting beliefs, sometimes we're actually afraid of success, which is crazy to say out loud because I think most of us are sitting there saying that we desire to have great success and we desire to have that outcome, that result that we really want. And you get to define what that is. But I would just, if you're asking yourself, what would it look like if I went all in? I think we almost have to begin there. Because are you letting a limiting belief, an old habit, an old story, someone else's, you know, what they've said to you in the past of what success might equal or represent, are you afraid of what that might be? And in some of the circles that I'm hanging out in, somebody said the other day, you know, I think that in order to have success, it's going to take a lot of work. It's going to be really hard. And there's a lot of people that are going to need me. And I'm actually afraid that I won't be able to hold it all, to manage it all. And isn't that interesting? Right? So think about that for yourself. Are you sitting there saying you desire a certain outcome or result, but are you not secretly, is there something inside of you that is holding you back in the sense of you actually don't know what success actually would look and feel like? And there's some fears that are associated with that. So I think that's one area to really dive into, to really contemplate and sit with and really consider. Is that an idea that you have or a story that you're telling yourself? The next thing that this is a question, I mean, I dove into that idea as well. But then the next question that came to mind that I jotted down for you was, what does it mean to go all in? So as I was looking ahead at this week, even for myself, I was sitting here thinking, what would it look like? And this is me being really vulnerable with you because, you know, life is, it's happening for all of us. And right now, like as a mom, I've got a lot going on. My husband's traveling a lot. My work is demanding a lot, but this is what I've been working up to over the last 12 years as an entrepreneur. It's this. And so I want to be so grateful for all that I'm being given right now and all of the opportunities, but I'm asking myself this question, am I showing up? And what does that look like to go all in within my wellness business, within my business at Her Collab Co? Like, am I going all in on the members that I have? How can I support and root in bigger? How can I show up more boldly? You know, and there's lots of things that I was able to list that I was like, whoa, I've, you know, maybe been playing it a little safe. And maybe it's discomfort. Maybe I'm making excuses. And at the same time, it's all good. You know, like there's nothing, it's not good or bad. I'm where I am and I trust that process. But I really want us to all gain this sense of clarity on where we are moving. And you've heard me say this before. We need to move with more urgency. And I want us to all have this like healthy obsession with where we're going in the best way possible. Not the hustle, not the burnout. That's not what we're here for. It's this like healthy obsession and reminder every single day as you root into your mission of what it is that you're doing. What is the clarity? What is the goal? Who are you serving? What are you helping? Why is this important to you? Feel into that. It needs to be more than dollar signs. It needs to be more than recognition. It needs to be more than proving to your partner, a parent, a family member, somebody, a naysayer of somebody who hasn't believed in you that you want to prove wrong. It does need to be deeper than that, I believe. And so I just really want to ask you this question this morning because this is what I have been really wrestling with and not wrestling with, but really challenging myself. What is that next level? What would it look like if I went all in? And I want you to ask yourself that question. I hope you're catching this just in the right time. Maybe it's on a Monday. Maybe it's while you're on a drive. I don't know where you're at. Maybe you're on a run or a walk, but think about this. Please give yourself some time and some stillness to sit with this. Grab your journal if that feels really good to you. Talk it over with a friend if that feels really good. But you need to identify what's important to you, what your priorities are. And once you get that sense of clarity or continue to at least move forward, because I will say this, there have been so many seasons in my life and in my business life that I'm like, what is the next step? What is the big picture? And I think you're not going to get that huge, you know, bird's eye view all of the time and be know exactly where you're going, because I've had various different pivots and deflections and doors slam in my face and windows open back up. Like, it really is a wild ride and it is not for the faint of heart. But I really want to challenge you to think about this today. What is that that you're moving towards? So sit in stillness long enough to start asking for that or pray over it, journal over it, have those conversations. And I really think maybe some of you need this because you're just feeling off track. You know, you're not, you know that you can do better or that there is more for you. I have felt that for so many years. Like, even though things were great, there's more. I know that there's more that God is calling me to do or to be or the people to serve. Like, what is that? Who are those people? How do I serve them? And then just keep taking the next right step. So I really hope that you can sit with this today. I want you to love this journey that you are on, despite the good, the hard, the ups and downs of life, like that is part of it. But ask yourself, as you're really thinking about what would it look like if I went all in, also then ask yourself, how can you have more fun? How can you have more fun? This is a question literally every single day I ask myself now, because I've had many years where things were way too serious. I was putting so much pressure on myself. I don't want that for you. How can you have more fun? How can you show up and keep, you know, moving in the direction with clarity of what you're doing, but whatever got you here is not going to get you there. So what can you shift? How can you move through the coming day and days and weeks going all in? And I am also asking myself this question, and I've come up with some strategies. And it actually feels really good. So now it's the execution part, right? It's the one thing to have the intention, but the action is the other part of it. So I hope this is kind of powerful and potent. I really wanted this to be really bite-sized for you today, because yeah, I can fill it with lots of words and stories and different things, but this is like from my heart, from my soul, things that I'm really thinking about. I want you to have the time to really contemplate and sit with this as well. What would it look like if you went all in? Thanks for being here, and I hope you loved today's episode. The next step is to take action on what landed for you. And it would mean the world to me if you could take 1 minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts, come say hey on Instagram, or send this episode to a friend. I'm cheering for you as you take your health, life, and career to the next level.